Today we are going to continue talking about the Choshen HaMishpat. In our previous year, we brought down the Shita of Rashi. The Rashi writes that the Urim V'Tumim and the Choshen HaMishpat were literally two different inyonim. The Choshen HaMishpat was the actual Choshen with the stones, and the Urim V'Tumim were like a battery, were like a Shem HaMefoyrish that they put into the Choshen HaMishpat. And in Bayisheni, they had the Choshen, but they did not have the Urim V'Tumim. They did not have the battery to give it Chayis, to give it life. And that's why the Kohen Gadol, he was not considered Mechuser B'Godim. It's not pshat that he was missing the Choshen Chas V'Sholem. Rather, they were missing the battery, which was not an integral part of the Choshen. I told you then that there is another Shita, and today we're going to discuss a little bit the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis Abchira, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, that the Urim V'Tumim that was Bebayisheni, Loi Hoye Meshivim Beruach HaKoydesh, it wasn't answering, it wouldn't answer Beruach HaKoydesh, and they would not even ask questions of the Urim V'Tumim. From the Rambam, it's clear that to him, the Choshen and the Urim V'Tumim are one thing. It's not pshat that inside the Choshen you had another pouch with parchment for the Urim V'Tumim. According to the Rambam, the Choshen itself is the Urim V'Tumim. Now, the Rogatchover and others explain that even the Rambam agrees that there is a difference between the Choshen and the Urim V'Tumim only to the fact that the Choshen is the Choshen with the stones. The Urim V'Tumim are the engraved letters of the names of the Shvatim, the Eibishter, on the Choshen. So that would be the Urim V'Tumim part of the Choshen. In other words, the Choshen is a breastplate with stones on it. The engraved names, which would bring out letters, that would be the Urim V'Tumim part of the Choshen, according to the Rambam. That's the way that Sofnes Paneach, the Rogatchover, explains the Rambam. But we see two totally different approaches, if the Urim V'Tumim and the Choshen are one thing or two separate things. Which also leads to a second machloikis. This is a fascinating machloikis that many are unaware of. There is an argument in the Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma Dafayin Gimel has a machloikis how the letters, when you ask questions of the Urim V'Tumim, how did you know the answer? How did it work? We have a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the two big people that argument, shvogers, they argued with each other a lot. So Rabbi Yochanan says, boil tois. Boil tois means that let's say you ask the question, should we go up to war or not? Ale or lo yale? So then the ayin would pop out, would be boil it. The lamed would, you know, light up. The hay would light up. But they would also form the letter, the word that you wanted. So you almost saw the word itself, the ale, formed. That's called boil tois. Reish Lakish says, I'm sorry. Boil tois means that it stuck out and the Kohen Gadol was able to put the word together. Reish Lakish says, mitstarfois. Not only did they be boiling, not only did they light up, but they also formed together. Now the simple pshat is that you actually saw this. In other words, if you were watching this process, you actually saw the letters lighting up. And that's the way Rashi describes the process. That's the way probably every Ben Chomesh Lemikra understands how the Urim V'Tumim worked. However, the Rambam, in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Aleph, this is what he writes. Ruach HaKoydesh Loivish Es HaKoyin. The Kohen Gadol would get a spirit of Ruach HaKoydesh. Umabit V'Choyshen. He would look at the Choyshen. He would see with nevuah the letters alei or loisale, but oisiyoi shebeltes menachayshin keneged ponov. In his spiritual nevuah, he saw the letters pop out. In other words, the oisiyois, if you were, so to speak, on the webcam of the Beis Hamikdash, and you had 24-hour access, and you could see all the different parts of the Avodah. So the real question is, would you see the letters? If you actually watch the question of the Kohen Gadol, would you see the letters? So seemingly, the Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is that everyone agrees that yes. The question is, would you see the formed words, or you'd have to rely on the interpretation of the Kohen Gadol? That's the simple taich of the Gemara. According to the Rambam, no. Nobody saw any letters. Nobody saw. If you're watching it physically, there was no physical shining letters. According to the Rambam, the Kohen Gadol had nevuah. He was a Kohen HaGadol Me'echov. And he, in his sense of nevuah, was able to see the formation. But not that the one that asked the question or someone from the outside would be able to see. Which now we also understand why they wouldn't ask in the Bayesheni. In other words, if you're saying like Rashi, that they were missing the Urim V'tumim itself, the battery, doesn't work. But according to the Rambam, if you had the Choshen, you had the Urim V'tumim, so why wouldn't it work in Bayesheni? Well, the answer is, you also needed a Kohen Gadol that could be Bedarga, that could give Nevuah. According to the Rambam, an integral part of this process was the level of the Kohen Gadol. He had to be somebody that Ruach HaKodesh Shoyro loved, that the Likus would rest on him, that he should be able to see the letters. In the time of Bayesheni, we know that it was an annual event appointing a Kohen Gadol, because they would buy it off and they would die in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. These people were not Bedargas HaRuchnias, Bedarga HaKdusha, to be able to be Shoyro Ruach HaKodesh. So therefore, it's understood that they wouldn't bother asking the question, because an integral part of the Shaila is the Darga of the Kohen Gadol himself. But really, there's also a third Machloikis between Rashi and the Rambam. And that is, the Gemara tells us in Yumanayin Gimel, that when you're asking the Kohen Gadol the Shaila, Ponav klape shchina. The face of the Kohen Gadol, he would have to face the shchina. Now, what does that mean? So tell me, how does that look? What does shchina mean in the Gemara? Which direction was the Kohen Gadol facing? So according to Rashi, he would be looking down. The shchina was the Urim V'tumim that was in the Shema Mefoirosh, which was in the Kohen Gadol's pouch, in the Choshen. So Panav Klapi Yashchina would mean he would be looking down like this on the Choshen. According to the Rambam writes in Hilchas Kli Amikdosh, Perek Yud Aloch Yud Aleph, She Panav Lefnei Ha'Aroin, he would be looking at the Aroin. Based on what we just explained, it all makes a lot of sense. According to Rashi, he was actually looking at the letters, right? Part of the process was that the Kohen Gadol, the letters were actually shining. And there was an actual Shem HaMefoirish in the Choshen. So it would make sense that the Kohen Gadol would be looking at the Choshen when the story was going on, to see the letters, to show respect to the Shem HaMefoirish, which was inside of his Choshen. According to the Rambam, there is no Shem HaMefoirish there. There are no letters lighting up, so there would be no reason to look down. On the contrary, according to the Rambam, what does the Kohen Gadol need to get? He needs to get a spirit of Nevuah, of Ruach HaKodesh. So he should actually be facing the real Shechina, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shechinto B'mayriv, to have this Darg of Ruach HaKodesh. So these are not three separate machloikesin, like many people learn. There's one machlokes about the Shema Mefoidish. One machlokes with Rambam and Rashi about was it Nevuah or the letter shining. And a third machlokes about what they were looking at, according to what we explained, all three machlokes in are all connected, ha, baha,